Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation, and you're listening to the Dork Forest. You've done it. You've chosen wisely. The websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com. JackieCation.com has everything, right? This podcast, links to my other podcast, links to my calendar for when stand-up comedy happens again, links to the merch if you want a Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirt, if you want any of my stand-up merchandise, there's a bunch of new merch over there. There's the old pins, there's a new challenge coin, there's a bunch of t-shirts, there's CDs, there's my DVD, and there's some video, and there's more of the information that you could deal with. Also, so that's on JackieCation.com. And there's a link on, of course, dorkforest.com to the merch page. The other thing you could do is you go to iTunes and review the show. That's always something that's supposed to help. Hi. You might be listening to the show on Pandora or Spotify or Amazon or Stitcher or some other place. Anyway, you might be just listening to it at dorkforest.com, which will also have the videos. As long as we're in COVID, as long as we're in quarantine, I am doing Zoom. I'm doing this show as also a video show. So you can go to the YouTube page and get a bunch of that. That also has a bunch of my stand-up clips on it as well. Let's do the credits. Hey, Mike Rickberg wrote and composed that song that you just heard, and he sang it with his wife, Sarah. He will sing at the end of the program his words to the Mexican hat dance. Very glamorous. Patrick Brady fixes the audio, the video. He does everything, and he really kind of keeps me sane. Loving Patrick Brady, especially in these days. And then Vilmos keeps JackieCation.com rocking and rolling, as the kids say. There are several ways to support the show. I've already mentioned reviewing the show on iTunes. You could also just tell people that you love the show. That's always something. You could repost it if it's a particular episode you enjoy. You could join the Ranger page on Facebook if you like. That's just a bunch of people who love the show, and they can riff on each other and talk about the show and dorky things that they love themselves. My Twitter, Instagram, and all things, Snapchat, chat at Jackie Cation. If you ever want to get in touch with me, it's Jackie at JackieCation.com. That's my email address. And if you want to donate, you can just give me money, quite honestly. You can PayPal me, Jackie at JackieCation.com, or use the button on JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com, and it comes directly to me. I will use it, in this case, enormously wisely on things like shelter and food until I'm on the road again. And then, and I appreciate whatever you could send. If you want to make it monthly, if you do monthly things, you can make the PayPal thing monthly. You can also, if you don't like PayPal, you could pay me by Venmo. My Venmo is just my name, Jackie-Cation, and then a picture of me windswept, I believe. Other than that, Bandcamp. If you've run out of episodes to watch and would like more, there are live episodes on dorkforest.bandcamp.com. And there's a bunch of episodes. There's 200 episodes before I started pre-recording. The best 17 of the horrible audio that they were are on Bandcamp. So you could listen to those for free. There's a bunch of live ones that are like $2 a piece because they cost me some money to produce. So I charge you a couple of bucks. There's also a storytelling album if you like that. So much info. Let's get into the show. Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. I am in my garage like I want to do the Dork Forest. And with me, a comic. I have done her stand-up show. It's at Flappers Monthly. And her name is Suwan Weaver. Welcome to the program, Suwan.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Yay. Exciting. Dork. We're gonna dork out. Now, the name of your show, so people can follow you at Suwan Weaver on all the things, Twitter, Instagram, and it's Suwan Weaver. And then the name of the show, Hot Medusa Comedy Show.
Yes.
All of those are words. Hot Medusa Comedy Show. Follow at those things. And And then we'll know. And it's just it's a lineup of different women comics, right? It's just different, all women all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, different women all the time. We like to have a lot of women of color on, especially. That's kind of, I actually try to get headliners that are women of color, but you headlined for us. And so, you know, that was awesome too. So
sure, yes. Sure. I'm Armenian. It's almost, if I wasn't super Irishy looking, it right. would help. But yeah, it's, yeah, well, I can, I'll hook you up with some names. And what I liked is that you did a sort of a bi-coastal thing because you're doing it online and you can get people from everywhere.
It's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that is great. And so we will talk about who I know who isn't a straight white lady.
Oh my God. And, yes, please.
Yeah. What the heck? But we're going to talk about, you were like, I could talk about this for an hour. And I'm like, can you? Weird.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot.
I know. So weird.
Sweatpants?
Yes. I design sweatpants. I've been doing it for over 20 years, really.
So it's fashion is sort of the big thing.
Right.
And then sweatpants. And the anecdote that you wrote me in the email, let's start with that just because some guy who worked with Chanel claimed that it was the Give It Up pant. And the Give It Up pant, that's also from Seinfeld. I think there was a Seinfeld episode based on sweatpants and that they're the Give It Up pant.
I had no idea. That is awesome. I have to check that out for sure. Yeah, he's talked about giving up. Like, if you're wearing sweatpants, then you've lost your way. You're not living your life anymore. And just forget it. You might as well. You're doomed. And that's Karl Lagerfeld, like, who I just was the biggest fan of his forever.
Yeah.
The designer of Chanel for many, many, many years. He just passed away last year.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I mean,
what does that mean? The designer of Chanel? Isn't that a perfume?
Well, yes.
Okay.
However, it's also a clothing line, and it's been a clothing line since Coco Chanel started it back in like the 20s, I think she started.
Oh, so they've done more than did they start out with perfume?
You know, she had Chanel No. 5 early on, but I think she started with clothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she was a clothing designer first, and she was just like an iconic woman who liked wearing sport. Okay, so we could get into sportswear too, because I think most people think of sportswear as like a thing that you wear for like just like for sports.
Right.
But actually, it's a term in fashion that's really more about casual clothing that you buy off the rack. And as opposed to haute couture, I mean, we're really getting into. Okay, this
please
is
do,
great.
Please yeah. do.
Like haute couture,
you cannot out minutia me. First of all, I'm wearing cargo shorts, so they were free. I don't know anything about fashion right now, and I'm wearing a free hoodie that was given to me with a fish shaped like a Long Island.
That's
so
cute.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the YouTube, you guys. You can see my fashion choices. So often.
I have seen them, actually, and it makes me laugh. I mean, not... sorry. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Seems fair. Seems fair.
Oh, God. That's really... I don't know.
Don't worry.
I have two sides of me. Like, I have the fashion side of me that can be really judgmental about clothing because that's what I've been doing. And at the same time, I really don't give a crap. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't feel like it's important but it's kind of fun, right? Like, it's
right,
fun.
Right, but it's something you care about. So it does make a difference when you see someone doing it poorly or not doing it at all. And you're just like, this could happen. Like, I saw that the two movies that were Prada.
Yeah.
With the Prada, Meryl Streep was in one movie.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
Then
the Robert Altman movie, that one,
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was in that movie besides Meryl Streep?
Oh, it was Anne Hathaway.
That's right. So Anne Hathaway and whoever her love interest were, they were in one movie, and then Meryl Streep was in an entirely different movie. Because every scene with Meryl Streep, I was like, well, this is a drama about fashion.
Oh,
and about
funny.
Her life falling apart. And then we'd go to Anne Hathaway, where we're in a wacky romantic comedy where somebody's a chef. And you're like, what's happening? Anyway, so it was a weird movie for me. But
it was a weird movie, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been doing fashion, and you've cared about fashion, obviously, your whole life. And so there's bespoke,
yes,
haute couture,
right,
where people make you clothes that then you wear.
Exactly.
And then there's off the rack. And Coco Chanel wore off the rack?
Well, that's what she was known for, is like starting... Well, okay. She started to make clothes for women that were more accessible, that you might wear watching sports, like as a spectator. But Chanel
Did she invent the tennis outfit that ladies, when they watch tennis, and like they're going to be asked to play tennis?
I don't think she invented it. I think it came before her, actually. I was looking this up because I wanted to have more specific information for you. but there is a clothing line that goes back that made, that started in France, and they made things for people that were riding bicycles, and they wanted, and then people would cross that over and wear that as like regular clothes. So it even had started in the late 19th century. Like that was like the beginning of sportswear. It was like spectator sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then sweatpants was really because like it's, so this is one of my jokes, but it was the only clothing made for bodily secretions. So, like, you know, like, literally it's to warm up your body so you
can
sweat. Yeah.
Oh.
So, right. Like, so you will sweat.
So they,
like,
were created to make you sweat?
Yeah, because it's like you would wear them before you would do your sport, so your body would warm up. So it would, like, it's like, so, yeah, sweatpants.
What were they made out of that would make you sweat? Because now they're just made out of clothes that cover your body, in my opinion. I don't know a lot about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, they do cover your body, but I mean, they still are kind of like, mostly they're made with the fleece. That's like kind of like your generic sweatpants. But fleece
could be... Were the first ones kind of made of real heavy material?
They were made out of jersey, but it was a heavy jersey. And they would use wool in a lot of the fabrics, even for sporting, like even for swimming costumes.
Were made out of wool?
Yeah, had wool.
That sounds like a great way to drown.
No, it was
so heavy.
A little weighted. Yeah, a little weighted. And then cotton was developed, and cotton was there, but I think they were blending fabrics at that time, and we're trying to find ways to make it more effective for sports. So yeah, their sweatpants, even back then, like had wool blends and cotton blends.
What is jersey a wool, or is it a blend, or is it a cotton?
None of those.
None of them. It's its own thing, maybe.
Well, jersey is none and all. So jersey is a knit, a style of knit, just like fleece is. And jersey can be made from wool or cotton or rayon.
Right.
So how is it
like stitch one drop? I mean, is it like a cross pattern? Like it's literally the pattern of the knit. That is the jersey.
Yes. Yes. That's a good way to put it. A pattern. Well, so it's the style of knit.
Okay.
So yeah, the pattern of knit is a good way. Yeah. So the style of knit. Exactly. And a sweatpant then would be like a loop knit. And then they cut it and brush it. So it's like, it's another style of knit, but also could be made of these same fibers, like what you're saying. These fibers are the cottons and the wools and the, like,
they're all the, like all the fibers are all the fibers, right? Whether it's linen or whatever. But like fleece is its own kind of knit. Its own kind of weird.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
That's
a lot.
Awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's fun. And then, you know, so I actually think the first sweatpants were made from jersey, and they were to be worn over your sporting outfits that you were going to wear. Yeah. And I feel like that's what dancers do, right? Is like they're wearing their sweatpants and with their, you know, stuff that they're actually moving in is underneath, and then they're warming their bodies up with the sweatpants.
Right. And football players too, because there were sweatsuits that when I was in high school, they had the name of the, they looked really cool, but it was like they would have their uniforms on underneath their sweatsuits.
Yeah, exactly.
And mm-hmm. so like the, so the uniform or the workout outfit would be under that.
Totally. Yeah, and then and like track suits became popular. That was like part of what made thing. I mean, it was all like sports adjacent, you know. And that's like even like this term like athleisure wear is kind of like a new terms.
Athleisure wear.
Athleisure, which I also tried to look up the beginning of that term because I know
that
it became,
sounds super new. That sounds
well.
New.
It seems super new, and I think, like, I remember the Gap maybe less, like, 10 years ago or something had it, like, on the front of their thing, like, athleisure, and I think people know that as a thing right now, but when I Googled it, it was like, nope, it had come up as, is like, same thing, like, 19th century, late 19th century term. So it's just that we are not familiar with it, but it's a fashionable term right now. I would
okay.
say.
And it's being used a lot right now. Well, I have taken this time because we are not in the same room and it's less distracting because we're in a Zoom situation. I can jersey is a knit fabric used predominantly for clothing manufacture. It's a stretchy single knitting lightweight jersey with one flat side and one piled side?
Well, the piled side, so when it gets to a piled side, then you're talking about a loop jersey, which is not just like a regular flat jersey.
Okay, what's flat versus piled would just be the texture?
It's a different way that they knit it. So it ends up
being the texture, but they have to knit it differently to make that texture different. So how can something be flat on one side and piled on the, it's weird.
Yeah, they knit it that way because they know how to do it.
They know how to do it. It's a fancy way that people can make it look flat on one side and pile and bumpy on the other side.
And when it's piled like that, so it could be a terry, like you've seen terry cloth.
Yeah.
And terry is just the fleece before it's brushed into that fleeced texture. So, and they cut the loops. So it's terry first, and then they cut that top layer of the loops, and then it becomes brushed, and then it becomes fleeced.
Okay, because I looked up fleece, and it's soft, bulky, deep-piled, knitted or woven fabric used chiefly for clothing. So this is fascinating. Does it sound kind of...
Is this? Yeah,
I mean,
no.
And, you know,
is
these
it fascinating?
Are very...
I'm so glad.
Oh, it's fascinating because I have no idea what the hell we're talking about. So sweatpants are created to make you sweat, so it kind of warms you up before you go out on the out on the field,
exactly.
and do your thing. Now, fashionable sweatpants.
Yeah,
my people, the Armenians, love an Adidas matching top and bottom.
Absolutely.
And I've seen it in the Black community. I've seen it a lot. It seems to be a thing where you're like, I need my stuff to match.
Yeah.
And mocked in stand-up comedy by the use of the Garanimal. I don't know if you remember the Garanimals.
Of course I do. You know what, Jackie? You and I think, are the same age. So we know about Garanimals for sure.
Let's explain to the Ute what a Garanimal is. Because I remember loving the idea of the Garanimal because I'm challenged when it comes to clothing.
Okay. Well, like the Garanimals was like the thing where you'd find like a giraffe and a giraffe, and you'd match a top and bottom because
and supposedly
you'd have two.
They would complement each other, but they had made it sort of idiot proof where they're just like, so you don't know what shirt to wear with these pants. Well,
right,
we do. Allow me to hook you up.
Yes.
And okay.
Well, the great thing about fashion, I think, today is a lot of those rules and stuff that they used to have, I feel like, have been thrown out the window. And you can just match. I mean, there was a whole fashion trend that came in. I don't know. Everything to me is 10 or 20 years ago, so I'm not sure.
It's all a blur.
Yeah,
but it was before.
Before. And there was really like where you could mix patterns and prints. And that came in like a very high fashion way where people would mix something that was like florals and stripes or two different florals. So it wasn't like a whole matching outfit.
It used to be the hugest thing in the world where you're like, you can't do that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was a huge no-no. Mm-hmm.
It was a huge no-no. It was the white after Labor Day. Horizontal stripes made you look fat. There was a lot of chitter chat with people. And then I remember someone getting me, like, I've occasionally been dressed in my life where someone has looked at me and said, I can't handle it. We have to fix whatever's happening there. All and right. I'm like, please do. Please do. Because I tend to wear clothing that's free.
I get it. I like that too.
Right. Actually. We all love that. I mean, then you don't have to buy it. But I would like to look cool. Greg Barrett's wife, 1 year. And so for a decade, I just kept buying those same clothes. And we went to Express, I believe it was.
Okay, yeah. That was big.
It was a big deal. And it was one of those years that camo was in.
Oh, for sure.
And
it's
army
so
colors.
In right now. It's very it's in right now.
Big circle, right? And everything comes back. And they were cargo shorts, but they were long. They were like, they went to my knees. Okay. And she's like, you should always dress like a skate punk, Jackie. I think that's your vibe.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. It sounds like the 9-year-old boy that I've always wanted to be. So I didn't have a problem ever doing that. But then I've had other people come and I had a costume designer. I wanted to wear something nice for Conan.
Okay.
And I was like, I kind of like the idea. And so I was talking to a guy who's a costume designer, and he said, are you still doing this sort of late 20th century lesbian look? Is that your... And I was like, what is happening?
It's not really what you were going for, I can imagine.
Well, yeah. I was like, I do kind of have sort of it's more of a boyish sensibility where I want to dress like Fonzie or Han Solo.
Awesome.
And it has that, that's what I feel cool in.
Yeah.
But I also, like, in the early 90s, I used to wear these body suits with big jackets.
And you wore body suits?
I wore body suits that just had a lot of cleavage.
What?
That was on stage. That was my one dress outfit where I did a lot of cleavage because I was like, well, this is pretty. People like boobs.
Sure. Okay, that's so fascinating. I don't know what that looks like on you, but
you should. My comedy on the road, I just posted it on my Instagram. So that's exactly what it looks like. It's my brother's suit coat. And so the sleeves are rolled up. So I look like a caricature of a comic from 1993. Yeah. And then I'm wearing a black bodysuit with a rhinestone necklace, a very sparkly rhinestone necklace.
Wow, that is a trip. Okay. I mean, fantastic. It sounds very fancy.
Something. It sounds like something. Would you recommend? I don't know. But the thing is so...
I would be happy to help you anytime you want it. Anytime you want shopping advice, I'm there for you. Because I think it's fun. I've actually done this for a lot of my friends where we've... You know, they just wanted to like switch up their look or kind of buy something that looks hip. And you know, you know what? To me, stores are not overwhelming. And to a lot of people, they're in a store and it's just like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? Like there's so many choices. There's prints, there's lady outfits. I mean, and I feel like I'm very good. I like thrift stores too. So, I mean, I'm good at honing
that's
in.
That's its own thing too, because you have to go through so many items to find the cool thing in a thrift store.
But I have like this, I don't know, like a secret sense or something. And I feel like I can just like go through and then I'm like, yep, there it is. And so
that is interesting. It's sort of like a magician with a deck of cards where you can just sort of go through and they're like, is this your card?
Yes.
And that's kind of awesome. Did you know that there's a fancy secret Salvation Army that gets the cream of the crop over off of Colorado?
What?
Yeah. It's, I will have to find the address to that and let you in on it because it's over in I think it's in Echo Park or something like that. It's
I do know there's a couple of Goodwills over there. There's St. Vincent de Paul is over.
It's an actual Salvation Army because there's a big giant Salvation. Man. The Salvation Army, the one that burned down, there was a kind of a factory or a sorting factory. And that was right there. And there was a big Salvation Army. And then there was a little weird boutique Salvation Army that would just take kind of the fanciest of the stuff and stick it over there. And it was kind of cool. I found cool jacket there one time. And yeah, I found furniture there one time that was awesome.
I'm dying. Okay. So yes. Yes, please.
But that's cool that you know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what are... I've completely derailed you, but the thing
is, let's
Carl. Let's go back to Carl and his sweatpant talk. When did he say that?
Yeah, it's another thing that I should have probably looked up because I meant to.
No problem.
but I know that statement has been around over. That's another one. It's been around over 10 years. That's probably like 20 years old, I'm sure. I mean, there's like these guys, you know, the thing is about these couturiers in fashion and couture also, I mean, as you said, bespoke couture. It has to, you don't just make a clothing line and then say you're couture. You have to be approved by the council in France.
What?
And
there's a guild or some damn thing?
Yes, it's a ministry, it's a fashion, it's very specific. And so you could be the fanciest, you could be like even Tom Ford from Gucci. I don't believe that they were couture. So, you know, it's very specific what that means.
Okay.
And so so Carl was a huge snob, of course.
Sure.
You know, yeah, I mean, naturally. But at the same time, I mean, he was also like a huge fan. He was a fan of celebrities and he liked modern music. He had like a million cell phones. He really was into what was happening and current. And so, you know, as much as I feel like he would have said that statement was of the times. And I just think today, especially with COVID, I mean, COVID, everything to me is like off the table. But
I think it's really, how would you, like everyone's just doing fashion from, you know, it's just neck up, right?
Yeah.
Are tiny hats back in? What's happening?
You know what? That's a good idea. And that's funny because I was thinking I should try hat making, but I haven't done it.
Just a little pillbox, just a little top hat, just a little, just a jaunty little thing that we can all wear. I know that, because I'll tell you something, Zoom has got a video filter where it can give you a hat. Did you hear about, have you ever seen those?
No, I haven't. That's amazing. Oh my God, look at you. That's perfect. You know what I like? That's like the Rosie the Riveter thing, right? That first one. That was
One with the scarf and stuff.
Yes. That.
But they have, I mean, there's a mask.
You know what? That's good.
A pirate. They have a black beret that cocks in a different direction.
Max Headroom. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't know. I thought that there was a tiny top hat, but there is not. And now I have to turn it off because I've done weird things with.
You're very fancy there. I don't have all those. Or maybe because I don't think my computer doesn't work with virtual backgrounds either. So
it's either you haven't uploaded the current version of one of my dorkdoms is currently Zoom.
Okay.
Either you haven't uploaded the most current version of Zoom, or your video card is not enough. So that either one of those will do it, but you could try uploading for the fun Zoom default. My favorite Zoom. Now, I don't know why. Here's what I've just hijacked your episode of the Dark Forest.
I'm okay with it. I don't care.
By the way, I'm talking with Suwan. And Suwan Weaver is a comic, and you should find her. And it's at Suwan Weaver, S-U-W-O-N, Weaver. And this is a background that you can get from Zoom, and it has a mid-century chair. And that's super. Mid-century chair always cracks me up.
It's very funny because then you're just in your living room with a huge picture of yourself, you know? So I like that. That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Anyway, but now that there's Zoom, how are people doing fashion? How are people showing off?
Okay, so it is true, like the fashion industry tanked, like all the industries, you know, the beginning of COVID, all the sales went down. However, sales of sweatpants, I did look this up, are up 80%. And not to mention, that is where I work. I work for a clothing line that we make sweatpants. And our business is actually really good.
Booming. Well, that's because sweat, I mean, because you can't, I'm literally, these cargo shorts, I have been given 5 pairs of cargo shorts by my mother-in-law, yes. Who, my other mother-in-law passed away, and she had just bought a dozen cargo shorts. And I was like, well, no one's going to see them. And I looked at my Andy, and I was like, do you care if I'm wearing? And he was like, I don't care what you're wearing. I'm an adult man and you're an adult woman and you wear whatever you want.
It is very nice.
Yeah. It's a real nice, it's great. It treats me as a person. It's lovely.
Right. Yeah,
who gets to make my own decisions. I was like, right? You don't need me to wear ball gowns in quarantine, do you?
Okay. I like that husband. That's a good one. Yeah. You know what? Cargo shorts do have kind of a bad rap. I mean, I hate to get off into, we don't have to talk about that too much. They have a pretty bad rap.
sure, but you can carry things. What?
But they're so practical. And you know what? Why not? Why not a pair of
fanny packs
shorts?
Are back.
They are back. And I have 2. So,
wow.
And I think they're fabulous. It's hard to wear them because I don't know. Like I have concern that it's going to fall off my hips, but that's just me.
Right. And then it could be stolen. It could be cut. And it's weird. I have enough weight on me. We don't need to bulk up my middle.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. It's exactly. Weird. That, I mean, you got to be super skinny for that to look like anything.
Maybe that's Maybe. What it is. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable. Okay. So sweatpants. All right. So here's the thing. Sweatpants sales are up, and it makes sense because if we're not wearing pants, that's one option during COVID. But the other option is to be super comfy. And there's so many ways to wear sweatpants. There's so many different. So we're talking about. Yes, I know. So
there's different ways to wear sweatpants.
Well, I mean, like there's drop crotch sweatpants and there's like old school with the elastic at the bottom. And then there's like jogger sweatpants. And then there's like what you mentioned earlier is like the Adidas, like that kind of like heavy polyester rayon.
Yeah. With the stripe down the side like you're in a marching band.
And nice. I love those too. I have like 3 pairs of those because like that's.
Do you have a lot of sweatpants?
You know, I must have like a dozen pair.
That which is plenty of sweatpants.
That well, is, you know, like you said.
You work in sweatpants. Yeah.
You you like stuff for free. So I have a lot of free clothes too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So and that makes me happy.
So there's drop crotch and there's, I know the ones you're talking about where they bunch at the ankle.
Right, and, with the elastic.
What are the different, I mean, you want, that's obviously the bunch at the ankle is to keep the heat in. Because you're supposed to warm up. This is supposed to be a warm thing that you're wearing. So, but I've seen flare.
You're right. Flares.
I have seen flare sweatpants and sort of a, not a boot cut, but like almost like a different, like the way jeans are cut. They have different leggings. And
exactly.
They taper.
And then there's like, yep. And then there's like tapered ones. Like you can get like a stovepipe or like a pencil leg sweatpant. And actually a woman just interrupted me like right in the middle of my show because I was talking about sweatpants. And she was like, why isn't the elastic at the bottom? And I was like, seriously? Like, wait till the end.
I'm not running a TED talk at this. There's no, there'll be a Q&A at the end. You can find me at the merch table.
Exactly.
So, please buy my published works. So yeah, that's crazy. So what is a stovepipe? How does that pant look?
Well, if you think about like what a stovepipe is, like how it's almost like a straight leg. And then so like I'm just describing the straight up and down thing. Yeah. And so like some women are not going to be wanting to wear, you know, a super wide, or they're not wanting the elastic at the bottom to be bunchy. And also people have mindsets about sweatpants, you know, like they think that if you're like Karl Lagerfeld, if you're wearing a sweatpant, then you've given up. But
right.
You know,
Andy just bought some and he literally called them his given up pants. And I made you co-host so that if you wanted to share any images, you can share if you want to.
But I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, me neither until now. That's what I like to do 31 minutes into the program is realize that Maybe I should have made you co-host earlier. It's the fun thing about podcasting. We're just having a nice chat.
Right.
So,
and then there's even like, oh, like, look. Okay. So then there's cargo ones. Like I have these black and white cargo ones. I just gave you all like it. Anyways, but you know, so like sweatpants, like my, like they can be over dyed, you know, like if the way that my company makes them were, now I'm talking about my company. I didn't want to do that.
You can, right. If they don't want you to, don't worry about it. But like, I just ordered some sweatpants that, cause I don't seem to have any, like I have shorts. I have 1,000 pairs of like sort of sweat shorts because we live in Los Angeles and it's hot.
Yes. Right.
But I don't have kind of sweatpants, which, and it's going to get chillier. It'll be in the 60s. And that's, you know, when it's in the 60s and I lived in Wisconsin, I wore pants and a light jacket. I'm not made of stone over here.
Right.
So,
well, and joggers are super popular. They've been, you know, popular for a few years. So that's kind of like, it's a tapered leg at the bottom with a rib. And
okay.
So like, and you can find joggers in lots of different fabrics, like not even in sweatpant styles. You can find them in wovens. So, you know, like something that's more like a canvas or linen or twill, like that kind of thing. So it looks like a sweatpant, but now you're wearing something that looks a little bit more formal. You might
I was advertised at on Facebook for a pair of sweatpants that looked like dress pants.
Yes, exactly.
So they felt like sweatpants, like you're just wearing a very loose, very comfy garment, but it also looks like a docker, right?
Right.
Like it kind of looks like a khaki or something.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, that might be something.
That might be something for you. I think so. Well, because then you get it all. Like, it's nice. Like, it makes sense to me. You know what?
And only men get to wear those. Like, when women wear those, people think that I look like a goody bird, but men wear them and they're just like, no, this is me dressed up. This is like if you ever go to a comedy club and the guys have dressed up and they're wearing Dockers.
Yeah.
And a polo shirt. And I was like, well, that isn't exactly dressed up, my friend. But it's more dressed up than just the jeans of the T-shirt, which you look more comfortable in and kind of sexier in than Dockers and a polo shirt. You look kind of like a goon.
Yeah.
But if I wore Dockers, they're just like, what is she doing?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, and you know, there is like body types like to like keep in mind for stuff like this. I mean, you might look better in a more tapered leg than a wide leg, which a docker to me, I just think it was like real basic. Like that's more of a stovepipe straight leg.
It's a stocky kind of, it's real boxy.
Yeah. Because you're not super tall, right? So
no, inside I'm super tall, but outside
tall
just the 5'4", when I'm out in the world.
Well,
my sister's
height.
5 feet tall, but she's always seemed much taller to me because she projects an energy that makes
a tall vibration.
She's a tall vibe. She feels very powerful. As one of my brothers likes to say, she's intimidating as fuck, is what you're saying.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, good for her. Good for her.
I like that.
And
Tall vibration's cool. I like that.
And so what about fancy sweatpants? Like you'll see like musicians and famous people wearing like sparkle pants.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like you can buy sweatpants like at Saks Fifth Avenue. You can buy sweats that are $300 and with a matching jacket for $200. So then you have a whole nice sparkly, very casual, very comfortable, like rayon most likely blend with a little bit of lycra. Oh, what do you have under there? What were you showing?
Another t-shirt. I was thinking about there used to be a game with my friends and I where we would say, how much are you wearing?
Okay, that makes
And it
sense.
Was an obnoxious sort of, and we would try to go low because we're from Wisconsin. And like, who's wearing the least amount of money? Now, I'm wearing free shorts and a free sweatshirt, but this t-shirt, which is an auntie t-shirt, it says Antifa.
Nice. Yeah.
It's cool. Aunties Against Fascism. And so it's an auntie t-shirt. And but this was, I believe, a $25 t-shirt over at the Redbubble. And and the shoes I'm wearing are some nice Clarks, because I'm 100 years old and I need a walker. I need a nice walking shoe. And so those were probably $75. And then the socks were free because my mother, one of my mother-in-laws died. And I got shorts and socks, you guys.
I wasn't sure if the Clarks, the $75 Clarks, was like a high amount or not.
That's a high amount. And my watch was $75 too. And then we get to the glasses, that's $600. Because it doesn't matter, even if you have insurance, glasses always cost $600. I don't know why. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird. How much money are you wearing? Let's see.
You know what?
Because you're probably wearing a bunch of free stuff as well.
Yeah, I'm wearing $50, I think.
There you go.
I've got
include the watch and the earrings?
Yeah, including the earrings. I counted the earrings. And I don't have a watch on, so.
The bra is always $40. $40 to $60.
I got a $40 sports bra. Yeah.
So you were $90.
Yeah. So it's not too much. And
no,
I do.
That's pretty good.
I love free clothes. That's why I hit up thrift stores, because I don't want to pay. Look, I like designer clothes, so I will go to a thrift store and find designer stuff all the time, and designer sweatpants too.
Who are your favorite designer, like when you find something in a thrift store and you're like, oh, and you see the label, and then you're like, and then you can like it or not like it, because of course it's in a thrift store.
Yeah.
It might be trashed. It might not still have everything going for it.
Yeah.
Or it may not fit on you right. But who's a good designer for you? Who's you excited?
Well, like if I see so there's this designer, Anne Demulmeister.
Wow, that's a great name.
I know, right? So it's a European, I think Dutch. And like, if I find a pair of shoes from them, I'm just dying. And that I have done it.
Expensive shoes?
Because they're expensive. Like, it'll be, those are like, you know, $500 shoes.
That's an expensive shoe.
Yeah.
The most I've ever spent on shoes, I think, was maybe 200, and they were boots, I think. They were fancy boots. But I do like, I mean, because the thing about, it doesn't matter how big you are, you can get a nice shoe.
You can get a nice shoe, and you feel so good if you're wearing nice shoes.
Right.
It's really true.
You're kind of tricked out. Yeah, like I bought these sort of knee-high boots that go with these They're pants that have the stripe. I call them my Han Solo pants, because they have they're gray pants with a darker gray or a blue stripe on the side.
They're a sweatpant.
They're kind of a sweatpant, but they zip.
That's okay.
Do sweatpants kind of zip?
Absolutely. Oh, you mean like a fly? Like a fly?
Yeah, they
front.
Have a fly front.
And they're gray. Are they soft?
They're stretchy
woven.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not sweatpants. Okay, so, and they're like a jogger at the bottom, like a
yeah. They taper, and then they have a zipper on the side where you can open it up to make a more circular,
flared or something like
yeah,
that to get over your foot. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to wear them with a shoe, or a different boot. And,
okay.
But I usually wear them with the knee-high boots.
Yeah. Oh, with knee-high boots. Okay. I can't really picture that, but I think that probably would be cute. I mean, those would probably look good with, like sneakers too. I'm sure.
They look okay with a dress sneaker, I guess,
oh,
or a
because
okay. They are a little fancy and they go and they come a little short of my ankle. They're ankles.
Okay.
Length.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
So I don't know how to get back to sweatpants.
You have to take control. I'm so sorry.
No, I don't mind, because it's just fun to talk about the random stuff. But, you know, okay, so there's also in the category of athleisure is like this whole slouchy, like stuff that you would wear like after yoga class. It's like what you would like, or after, you know, I think that this is how athleisure got started as a new trend, is like these, like women were going to their workout classes and then they would just come out like
the juicy.
Like, yeah, exactly. Juicy is a really good example. Like they'd have their, they'd still want to look good, but you still want to look like you worked out and you're casual. You don't want to have to like put makeup on and stuff, you know? But you look kind of hot.
Yeah. It's they're actually my favorite thing about working out is the workout clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, the workout clothes are awesome because then, like, if you're just wearing workout pants and sneakers and you could just have any kind of t-shirt on and a jacket, you just look put together. And especially in LA too, especially.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like, you know, your body looks good. You feel like you, I don't know. It's a good look. I like it. But I don't know if you can get away with that, like across the United States. You know, I haven't really tried that, but I just feel like that's like a very particular and hot LA look.
Right. And I think you would look kind of dressed up in other towns, and especially if they were well cut and well made.
Yeah.
Like, because you could go to Walmart and buy all of these clothes, but they're just not as well made
as
some of the other, like the more expensive ones.
Yeah. So that's the thing too, is like when you're buying the cheaper clothes, they're just not going to be, you know, you're not going to feel as good. They're not going to be cut for your body as well. They take shortcuts. They just do. And right. Like even the fabrics, like they're not going to have the same quality of fabric.
Yeah. So. There was some article I read about Walmart made a deal with in Indonesia, and they were making different clothing lines with them. And they said, when the contract came up, they said, okay, now you either have to lower the price for us or you have to improve the quality. And, Indonesia was like, so we're either have to work our workers harder or we have to pay them less. And they're like, I guess we'll work them harder. And the industries that make almost everything that we wear and use are full of horrible practices.
Well, that's so true.
But it's very true. But it's and it's something that we forget, and it's not something that we need to dwell on. And the fact is, like all of the shirts that I sell for the Ranger of the Dork for, like the t-shirt that you will get for doing this program, they are union made here in the United States.
Yes, I saw that. I thought that was awesome. And there's so few clothing lines that make union or not
Bayside.
Union made, but even just that's
US
that's
made.
Very cool.
Yeah.
US made. Yeah.
Yeah. Bayside is I think almost entirely American made, and I think they have factories in like Arkansas and then they have a certain branch of their that are union made. So you can either buy non-union t-shirts or union-made t-shirts. And I get the union-made ones because they're better made, and it feels like I'm part of the solution. Like I'm clearly wearing toddler-made clothing, but I'm unwilling to sell toddler-made clothing.
Well, that's how I feel. Yeah. Well, that's even like the clothing line I work for. We make everything in the United States.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can say like, that's one of the things that I felt very proud of them because, you know, they made the effort and it was important to my boss because he was a Vietnam vet. So he wanted to have American jobs and support American, you know, workers.
And if you start from the ground up, you will eventually make money. You just need to, your profit margin might be a little smaller from the get-go and then it'll be fine.
And it is harder to compete. Like, it's hard to compete with those lines like Lululemon and even Dork Target and all these people that are out there. I mean, we were, like, somewhere in between those two.
Right.
But, you know, like, if you are competing with – well, that was – I was making jokes about this in January is because our business started to pick up because – COVID was happening in China. And
right.
So people were starting to increase their prices that were importing from China. And we were like, well, we're made here. So we've got that going for us. And then again, shut up. I'm just talking to myself.
This is fascinating because it's true in the fact that, because there were a lot of things that were trouble. Like I had ordered these challenge coins. I had ordered a new merch. Hey Rangers, feel free to buy a fucking challenge coin. My garage is full of them. Anyway, so, and a bunch of t-shirts. I had new t-shirts because I was going to record my album. I was going to record my album June. And now I'm going to record it in December, supposedly. But I have all these new t-shirt designs, right? And so I have, you know, 200 of each style of t-shirt in my garage and these challenge coins. The challenge coins, you can't find enamel pins or coins made here in the United States. So they were made in China and they were all delayed by about 2 or 3 months because of the pandemic that China was going through. And from February, you know, I had ordered them back in October of 2019. Mm-hmm. And they didn't arrive for months because of the delay.
Yeah.
And fair enough, you know, I mean, there's priorities, obviously.
So. Well, yeah. And you know what? Like, if you can support American businesses, why wouldn't you? Like,
well,
you know, why?
For the carbon footprint alone, you know, the airplane versus somebody driving it over would be great.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Save a twig. And
then, like, not to mention what you were also talking about, like the, you know, labor and that kind of stuff, that you're like working these poor people that, oh God, you know, I used to work with this girl years ago and she would say, well, the people there are used to it. And I'm sorry, you're not ever used to slavery. Like, I don't think we get used to it.
No.
It's just us, you know.
Not used to it, accepting of it, yes.
I mean, and because
that's all
life.
There is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you don't get used to it.
It's the same thing where you're just like, well, because we went to Vietnam, Andy and I did, about, it would have been, I think, a year and a half, 2 years ago now. And when I ordered... We went on this tour and they used all local tour guides and all these local, and we went and got bespoke. Andy got a shirt and I got a dress that I never wore because it didn't fit. It wasn't, you had to pick too fast. Yeah. You had to pick too quick. And if I wanted it done within the day and I was like, I want to be sportive. And, but it was an amazing, like these people worked overnight to create a dress for me.
Yeah.
That I have given to Goodwill. And I hope that someone else will love it. Because the fabric was beautiful. It was a red and there was a flower underskirt and it was all very pretty. But
that doesn't sound like you though.
But it was but it didn't work for me. I didn't even look right in it. So and I didn't feel right in it, which I think is a huge thing.
That's the whole thing right there. I mean, that's the whole thing about clothes. I mean, if you're, it doesn't matter who makes it or the brand, but if you put it on and it doesn't like feel good on you, then you're not going to wear it, you know, and that's why I like the comfort stuff is because, you know, then you feel like yourself.
Right.
You know?
So do you have any sweatpants that could be crossover as dress pants? Like what are the dozen pairs that you do own? What kind of sweatpants do you prefer?
Like these that I wear almost all the time are like my regular sweatpants. So these are a drop crotch and they're camo. And then they have a little bit of a tapered leg at the bottom. So
what does drop crotch mean? It's just a wider, just a...
Well, like if you just think of
camel
like your...
toe, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, well, it's like the opposite of camel toe, right?
Okay.
So like if your regular pants just fit you, like fit your body, and then the crotch that's dropped is lower.
Okay.
So
it's not form-fitting entirely.
Yeah.
Which is a much better term than camel. I would like to take that back, Rangers. I think we all didn't need to hear me say it. So, but the thing is
sometimes you see it, though. I don't know. Sorry.
Right. And it's just a weird analogy. So, how many camels have you seen in your life? Whatever. So, but the thing is it's just not as form fitting. It just, the crotch has dropped a little bit. And so,
yeah,
do you
so
mostly
it's super
get
comfy.
Those? Yeah.
I like these a lot because I just feel like they look cool and I don't know. Maybe I guess I don't want people looking at my crotch. So I have it like that on purpose. It's probably
it's a private thing. It's for
privacy. Exactly.
You don't need to. It's not a Braille situation. We're fine. I don't need you to get right up in my business.
Yes. I think that's just how I feel about it. So I like these a lot. But I do have, like, so you know what you're talking about is like dress pants that are sweatpants. I have a few pairs of things that could go in that category. So they're a little bit more like that Adidas type fabric, a little bit more like that performance wear fabric. But they all have a drop crotch, have that tapered leg. They Like I have some that have like a little bit of a fitted waistband with a drawstring and pockets. So, and then the drop crotch and then the nicer fabric. And so I could wear, like I've worn those to comedy clubs and wore them out.
And nobody's, on stage or no?
On stage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because like you're not really, they don't look like sweatpants. They don't look like, yeah. But then they're my secret sweatpants.
Secret sweatpants are very fun.
Right? And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's and then cool. we've, yeah, so like different fabrics that are along those lines that have like a, so they're jersey, but then they're brushed. And so they feel like fleece, but they're just jersey. So, you know, when we go back to what we were talking about with like the loops and how they cut the loops and then they make them into that heavy fleecing, the pile, instead of that, it's just your like a jersey. So there's no pile, but they brush it. And then so you get that like sanded softness.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
It just right. It just sort of makes it look a little more formal, a little more dressy.
They look nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I like the idea. Like, cause the thing is, and this is just, this is, it's something I've recently become aware of. And it is of course in my act now, but it's like one of the things I like about a matching sweatpant and top is that I'll see a guy dressed in a matching sweatpant and top and I'll think, that's hot.
Yeah.
And then for some reason I'll want to wear those clothes. That's weird. And so I've taken that energy and turned it into an outfit for myself instead of taking that dude and putting him on top of me, which is a different, that'd be the energy that I actually want. But instead it was just, I guess I'm going to buy an Adidas sweatpants suit and, or whatever. And cause those sweatpants tend to look, I think, but that's not true because I've seen women look really cool in matching sweatsuits.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And they look super foxy and they look sexy. They look smart. They look, you know, dressed up.
I like that you brought foxy into it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
it's
and,
a good term.
And it would be nice if, and that's what I would like. Athleisure wear. Athleisure wear is something that I would like to wear, like, cause I am filming my next album and special kind of, or I don't know what to call it besides a video.
And I'd be happy to help you look for something to wear. If you want me to anytime, let me know. Happy to do it.
Okay. I would like you to help me find something to wear. Yep. Everyone should help me to find something to wear. Andy's actually like, I would love to dress you. And he has a really good eye, but I think he might see me in more dressier stuff. Like I've tried some of the stuff. There's a pinup girl store that used to be in Burbank, and it had, and so I have bought outfits that are 40s kind of pinup girl kind of stuff. More of a, okay, you know, Marilyn, yeah, Monroe kind of sitch. Because that's my size.
Right.
But I'm still galumphing around like this person. So, I mean, it's more of a skateboard. I'm like, you're going to have to figure out a way to just be attracted to the thing that's inside the clothes. Because I can't wear those clothes. And he's been like, that's fine. That'll be fine. Just take off your clothes. That'll be great.
Right,
and I was done. And but I don't know what, sometimes I'll ask, I've had friends get really cool shirts and clothes. And then I'll just be like, where'd you get that shirt? Like Erin Jackson is a comic from New York. She is a woman of color. She is a black woman. Also a headliner. So by the way, I am talking with Suwan. Suwan Weaver is a comic and she has a show called Hot Medusa Comedy Show. Yeah. And that's at Flappers once a month. And you can watch that on Zoom. And Suwan Weaver is spelled S-U-W-O-N Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R. Weird. Your last name is Weaver. You're into clothing.
Huh? I know. Yep. It all came together.
It was not contrived. It just happened.
It did.
So, but I will say that, sometimes I'll ask, and it's mostly the women that I know that are black and brown who have a better sense of color make it at least more exciting for me to wear. Like one of my Conan sets, I'm wearing this. I look like everyone's grandma in this blouse that looks better on other people. Mm. It's a nice blouse. It's a blue and white flower, tiny flowers.
Oh, I think I've seen it. Yeah. It's a flower print. It's not your style.
It didn't work. I look like an older lady, which by the way, I am. But I would like to not look like an older lady.
Totally.
I would like to look like a lady of an age indeterminate.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Mm. Yeah. Well, you just have a more sport. You have a sportier style that I think makes more sense, that it doesn't go into like a lady look.
Right.
Because it's just not. I know what you're saying.
Epaulets. Just let's not do.
Epaulets can be cool. I don't know.
Michael Kors has a sort of a larger lady line with a zip. I have these a brown one and a green one that zip up. And it would be nice if they were in sort of brighter colors. Like I like a bright sort of a hunter green is one of my favorites, but I'm willing to wear a red. A red would be nice. A dark red I think would look good on me. But I just but I want to wear sweatpants is what I'm telling you. Is what I would love to wear sweatpants that are available, and a matching outfit would be kind of hilarious if it looked good.
Yeah. Let's make it happen. I'm going to look for stuff for you and then point you in the direction and then something like that.
I would appreciate that a great deal.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I like it. That's my fun. That's one of my favorite things, finding stuff for people.
And
I don't know.
So do you say that you design sweatpants too?
I am a designer of sweatpants. Well, like I say, I don't like to. Okay, so like it's part of my jokes, but I'll just tell you, I don't like to mix the two things. Like I don't like to tell the fashion people that I design that I'm a comedian,
right?
Because like then it gets all mixed. And like, what if I like so like those pants that used to have Juicy across the back? Mm-hmm. Like, then I would want to have it, say, like, a tight five.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, that's a very funny joke. That's a good joke right there. And you know what a lot of people do? They just fucking laugh at the joke. But not Cation. Cation likes to do that comic thing where she goes, oh, that's funny. That's a good one right there. But you hear the sincerity. So.
No, I appreciate it. No, that's good. I'll take it.
Yeah, you should totally take it. And well, cool. That's. I recommend. So what are your favorite ways to like, do you make a favorite kind of sweatpant? Like, is there one that you like to design the most or?
Well, so like I said, those drop crotch, like, okay. So the harem pants is like kind of what they were called a while back. And I know guys especially hate those cause they think that you look like you're, you know, like you got a load in your pant, like you're wearing a diaper, but I don't really care because I prefer not to have the camel toe.
Right.
So I would rather just be wearing the diaper load pants and I feel like I look cool, you know, and I don't care. Like, I don't care what other people think. Those are my favorite, and I do have like many different styles of those.
Yeah.
And I even like sometimes I'll buy like I was in Texas last year. We took Hot Medusa on the road and I bought some harem pants that were drop crotch like to the floor almost. They were like so harem that they look like, you know, like almost like the pants that guys wear like in like that.
But the old skaters guys?
No, I'm even thinking like the Middle East, like some of like the original, like guys that wear like
all those white big harem pants kind of.
Yeah, they're like the original ones. And then they've been made into like lady yoga pants. But
right.
I love those. I'll wear those all day long.
But
yeah, but then I feel like I look a little. I don't wear those to comedy clubs because then I look too yoga like, and that's.
Right. Well, and the weird thing is, if you wear too exciting an outfit on stage, it's all very distracting, and you have to talk about it for a second, and you're like, I only have 7 minutes. Please don't make me eat some of this with my appearance. I already have to tell you that I only have one ear or whatever fucking thing. And so it's so exhausting.
Yeah. I have to prepare my outfits for stage. It's definitely a different thing.
This has been an hour, by the way. And the crazy thing about it, Suwan, is that you were able to fill that hour. And granted, I waited off. I waited off on you. I showed you my cargo shorts. But this has been super fun. Thank you so much for telling me about fashion.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I mean, yeah, we went off the rails, but I enjoyed talking about your clothing choices and whatever else we were talking about.
It was a lot of clothing. It was clothing from start to finish, I think.
Yes. Yes, various.
And then I learned that Chanel also makes clothing. That was one of the first things I learned. And we got to love that. And
that's great.
So, and Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?